Hashem el Moshe. Emre la Kohan im Neavoy. Ve'omarto alehem lenefesh lo itamo behano. Emre la Kohan. Ve'omarto alehem. Rashi brings down. ואמר שם מויש אמר אל הכהן בני אהרון ואמרתו עליהם. רש"י says אמר ואמרתו להזריק גדולים על הקטנים. להזריק גדולים על הקטנים. The גדולים are in charge and the קטנים. So we clear in the upper mall the shaila. What is the pshat להזריק גדולים על הקטנים? Two tzedodim. One tzad is that like a person is not allowed to metame himself, he has to be nizal not to metame the ktanim. Or the pshat is he has to be in charge that the cotton will keep his chiyuv not to metame, even if the bezim cotton oichal mevelis and bezim mitzuvim lafrishoy. But he at least has to be muzal not to metame the cotton. The cotton will be in charge on his own mitzvah. So again, the shaila is if he's not allowed to metame the cotton, or he has to be in charge. Where's the nafkaminah? I had the nafkaminah. If the kid is a pikuach nefesh, I had the nafkaminah. My son was a pikuach nefesh. He was 1 year old, and we had to take him to the hospital. Only hospital that could have done that treatment was in Adasa. Kriyanim can't go into Adasa; it's full with Mason. So I didn't want to tell me pikuach nefesh. You have to take him. So I said, okay, so we'll hire a goita that she will push the carriage in, because if we will, I will not go, I'm a kohen, said my wife, yeah? But if she will push the carriage in, so she's metame a little kid, lehazik doylim alaktan. If the goita will push him in, so it's no problem. Again, if the aveir is on the metame, so you're not allowed to metame the kohen. If the isur is to keep the mitzvahs of the kohen, well, the cotton is allowed to be nitma, so it's no issur to medame. So I asked my father, Lord of Rome, Gubis, he said, yeah, for sure, send the goita. I asked him, well, Yashir told me your wife could push it, there's no shayla. If the cotton is not mitzvah, it's no lehazik gedolim malaktan. So he was telling the shayla, what is the getter of lehazik gedolim malaktan? The mitzvah of lehazik gedolim malaktan in the pshat is you have to be in charge. Not the metame the cotton, those are the gedolim lehazik gedolim malaktanim. But not the pshat yom mitzvah, not the metame the cotton. The mitzvah of the cotton, not the metame, is mufkel on the godl. But if I say bite, there's no problem. Kim l'sheiro yakorev olov, le'imoy, ve'le'oviv, ve'le'bnoy, ve'le'bitoy, ve'le'ochiv. So the kohen is allowed to metame to his mother and his father. Then in the kohen godl it says, so the Kohen Hedyot is allowed to metame to his mother and father, son and daughter, brother. And the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to metame, not even to the father and mother. So the order is written different. The Kohen Hedyot is allowed to metame mother, father, son, daughter. And the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to metame father, mother. Shaila, why it says that the Kohen Hedyot is allowed to metame mother, father, and the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to metame father, mother. So the Mefoshim bring down Vishem de Maril Diskin. The father is only a roiv. How you know that he's your father? You didn't make a DNA. So how do you know he's your father? Roiv Beile, so you came after Rabba. The mother, you came from your mother. So the Torah says, you're allowed to minitma to your father and koshikan to your mother. So it's a bigger chiddush. So if the pasuk will write down, you're allowed to minitma to your father, it's very koshikan to your mother. So the pasuk writes, you're allowed to minitma to your mother and even to your father. Masha'enkin Kohen Gadol is not allowed to. He's not allowed to his father and even to his mother. This is the tenets of the Ma'ariv disk. So the Welt brings down that a big tide on this world. So what is the pshat? Was the tzad that you're not allowed to nitma to your father? Why? Because it's only roif. The mother is a vada. Father is only a roif. And the tzad that he's not your father, right? So b'meila you're not a kohen. So, right? So b'meila has no problem to matame to the mother. So it's not with the kohen gadol, yeah? If he's not allowed to nitma to the father because maybe he's not the father, for the same reason he's not allowed to nitma to his mother. If his father is not a father, his mother is not, he's not a kohen. So b'meila b'shach. It's exactly the same chances that my mother is my mother like my father is my father. Because my mother is shuch. My mother is also not 100% as my mother. Because if my father is not my father, so my mother is my mother, but I'm not a kohen. There's no vada that she's your mother. She's a vada your mother, but it's not vada on the side that it's your mother. It's not a, you're not a kohen. And we'll put it down like this. What is the tzad? Not to nitma to your father because maybe he's not your father. Well, I'm going to ask the kasha moshtaki. I have a father and mother. You're telling me, listen, to your mother you could be nitma because for sure she's your mother. My father maybe is not my father. If he's not my father, I'm not a kohen. For sure I could go over to him. So the mele, this whole world of the Ma'ariv Diskin, nishta zei klo. If I can't go, I think there is more chance you're allowed to be nitma to your father from your mother. Because on the tzadar he's not my father, I'm not a kohen. The tzadar is my father, I could go over to my father anyways. Some say maybe my mother was mezana with a kohen. But the mind says, isha zinsa, even with a kohen, the vlad is a cholol, and yuchas achol. So the mind says, this vault is a shene vault, but it's a shine if the vault is endless. The Ma'ariv Diskin said something else. The Ma'ariv Diskin said, that Aaron HaKohen already didn't have enough kmina. Be'etzem the Torah writes down first the mother, then the father. Why? Because in Gadol it says not to metame to the father and then the mother. So like the Ma'ariv Diskin, because Aaron HaKohen, his parents died anyways. Amon v'Yocheved died. So the next kid in Gadol, the Rabbi Negea, will be Negea, the Elozo v'Yisamo. So Elazar and Yisamo, when they will become Kohen Gadol, when Aaron will die. So they tell him, when your father dies, don't be nitma. When your mother dies, Kohen will never happen. Aaron HaKohen is around. His mother can't die anymore. She's dead. So the next Kohen Gadol will be, when Aaron will die, his son will become a Kohen Gadol. So we tell the next son, when your father dies, you can't be nitma. So it's more relevant to speak about first the father, then the mother. Then the mother of this. Coming in the parsha is Mamshich Leikru Kochu Beroishom Upkeaskonim Leiga Leichu Bepsorom Leisra to Sorotes Kikdoishim Hem Lashem Kdoishim Yule Leikem Leichalushem Leikem. So Leikru Kochu Beroishom Upkeaskonim Leiga Leichu Bepsorom Leisra to Sorotes. So, Beetzem, when we learn Yavamas, we know that this love of Kochu and Srita Beetzem is negiah to everyone. It's not only a mitzvah on Kohanim. It's a mitzvah for everyone. It's a kasha why the Torah says it only in Parshas Kohanim, Shani Kohanim, but the mitzvah is for everyone. But when we call Mekohim, it's a special mitzvah for the Kohanim not to soir at Srita, not to koreach korcho. Zog the Ma'ariv Diskin, a gewaldike vort. The Rambam in Meir HaNevuchim explains that what is this issu to kolcha beroishom to make kakuz and srita al ames skanam leigaleichu, that the kborim shel avodah zarah, they had special haircuts, lines in the middle, they had special scratches. Why? Because they wanted people to mechabed them. So normally when they walk in the street, you see they walk with all this black stuff. So you know that he's a shaggit, you know, he's a koima. But when he goes swimming, when he goes to the Beis HaMeretz, he looks like everyone. How people will give him respect. So he had special haircuts, that even when he takes off his clothes, but they see that line in his head, they know that he's a koima. Kikdoishimatem la'Hashem elekeichem. A yid has to be dicker than he's a yid, even when he doesn't have clothes. He's a different person, he's a different behavior. You don't have to have on you a stamp. Kikdoishimatem la'Hashem elekeichem. Your hanoge has to be a different hanoge. You don't have to have the levush. Most in Shabbos says, "Mipnei mat amilin chom shebebovel mitzuyonim." Rashi in Shabbos says, "Why they wear frocks al damin chom in chutz laaretz, and al tzisla they don't wear. See, damin chom wear short." As Isaac, Rashi in Shabbos, Rashi in Shabbos says, "Because damin chom shebebovel einom chashuvim kol kach." This is the time of Rashi. Today everyone can figure out themselves. But einom chashuvim kol kach, v'im lav shigil b'shub godim chashuvim lo yechabdu esav. Abu shel al tzisla al chashuvim em. ואין הם צריכים בגודים חשובים בשביל שיחבדו איזו. אז זה דוקטרה שאין שבס. אבל זה לי יסוד. כי כדוי שימעתם, so they didn't have to have special לבושים. Then we have in our parsha all of the moyadas. All of the moyadas. There's a lot of interesting zachum. I want to go over a couple of them. First, we'll start with the kliyoko. It says in Shvuas, "Veikravte mincho chadosh olashem." Perik chov gimel posuk zayin. It's a beautiful kliyoko. Everyone has to know this kliyoko. The Kliyoko asks the Kasha, why it doesn't mention Chag Matan Teire in this parsha? Why does it mention Chag Matan Teire? Some of us here, the Askenim, a very nice Zachstam to go out, see, dear Sateit. But as they find the Kliyoko, he says, Mincho Chadosho, Simen Le Matan Teire. Why the Teire calls it Mincho Chadosho? He says, you know, we bring the Oimer as Matir to eat Chodosh, Shtei Alechem as Matir to eat Mincho Chadosho, to bring korbonos me'achodosh. That's how we see it. The matir to the oilom, it's easy. The oimer, soirim is matir. And the matir to the korbonos, you bring shtei alechem and it's matir. Mincho Chadosho. Zog the, why it's called Mincho Chadosho? Why it doesn't mention Chag Matan Teire? Zog the kliyoko, I want to read inside. Mashelo niskar bateire befirush yoy matan teire. Velo niskar roish ha'shone. כמו שכוספתי בחיבור יואל לספריים, שעל מתנתרה, השם didn't want to give a day. לפי שצריך עוד אומה פרסן ניד, שידועים אלוהי בכל יואים ויואים. מכל ימוי ששונו, כאילו באויסו יואים קיבלו מהר סיני. כי באמס אומרו שהתוירונים שלו לדעת, שכוזמן שהתילג ממש משום מויצה בו טעם חודש. ככה תראה, כל ההויגה בו מויצה בכל יום טעם חודש. Every day it's fresh. על כן דינו שידוי מבעינו בכל יום כאילו קיבלו מהר סיני. וכן הוא אצל ההויגים בתוירו. על כן, this is the reason, אין רואי להגד ביליום יודוע. תראה, doesn't want to tell you. Today is matan תראה. Every day is matan תראה. שדברי תראה חדושים הולכו ולא ישונים. And this is the Teire said in Shavuos, you makriv mincho chadosho, or chadosho is Teire. Teire is ischachas. A guy sits and learns, he comes Friday like he comes the first Friday of this month. If you see a guy that the first Friday is here, the second Friday is here, the third Friday is not here, you know he will never be a Talmid Chochem. Because by him the Teire is not Teire chadosho. It's old. It's shvach. You look at Mishmanesh, you already know who for sure not. Well, the rest, hopefully, yeah? This, the way the Torah is, it has to be chadosha. You have to learn it with the same islavos, with the same ischachos. Go weiter. Zog de kliyoko. El yumakriv shtei alechem chometz. What is shtei alechem chometz? All the korbanos are not chometz. Chol chometz, chol saor, chol dvash. De yetzerores, doime le saor, Moses, ayoyshev al pischei alev. Yetzerores like chometz. He says, what is chometz? You take water, you take flour. How it becomes chometz? You just leave it, it raises, right? A person thinks, machshov es roes, advises bad people, bad food, bad friends. No, no, no. That is terrible. Even if you take the water and the flour and you leave them on their own, they become chometz. Chometz becomes on his own. The only way to stop chometz is a very easy way. Tap it, just touch it, yeah? Nothing happens. Make the matzahs, don't touch them. If you leave it, it becomes chometz, doesn't know what to do. Maybe to grind it, it's too bad. You could jump bismogon, it's chometz. The Torah is chadosho, it's chadshes, lebedikait. When a person is reserved and he lets it to sit, it gets sour. It's machmitz. Shtei alechem mincho chadosho, we bring from chometz to tell us, be careful from the chometz. The way to stop the chometz is ischachos. This is the way to stop the chometz. To have ischachos. If a person wants not to have chometz, the only way not to have chometz is duch ischachos. Through ischachos, a person can have a matzav that it's not chometz. This is the mincho chadosh. This is the mincho chadosh that a person has to be makriv and shvuas to know the Torah is ischachos. I mentioned in Nevad, someone, Talmid Chacham, gave me a letter. His father sent him when he was a bacher. It was 30 years ago. Told him, I heard you in Mitzuyan. You're managing so nicely. I hear you're doing so well. But I want to warn you one thing. And he sends him a letter from a Misrael Salanta. I have you the letter. The father sends him, he tells him, my son, I know you're doing so well. It's the only thing in the letter. You're doing so well. But I want to tell you, the Yitzhar of Yisrael says, it says, Ato teshufenu roish vo yeshuv chorakev. You could bite that, you step on his head. You could kill him. He can't bite you on your head. He could bite you on your foot. You could one day decide, I'm the best bacher in the world. And one day you become a best bacher. The Yitzhar can come over to you and tell you, stop to learn. That's never right. He could bite you in the body. He tells you, leave Seder 5 to 7. Come 9:05 in the morning. You arrive, schmooze 2 minutes before you sit down. Go out. Eventually you stop to learn. Chometz, it rises. He can't stop you. He can't fight you. He just leaves you to leave a little bit. It starts to raise. It becomes chometz. Tells my son, I heard you're doing amazing. But I want to tell you the Yitzhar, you know where he is. He's in 5 to 7. He tells you, he anyway finished the Amud. What is the difference? Wasn't it if I'll come 9 o'clock to Seder? I'll come 8:45? What's the difference? I'll leave 10:35 or 11, 9:55, 10:55? Wasn't that Kamina? But there is the answer. Kachu dalku shel Yitzhar, Rishoyim nidbolem kichut asayro. Chometz, you just leave it, it raises. The koyach of the Yitzhar, he can't turn you to become a chometz. He makes you leave it. It will happen on his own. You have to fight him. You have to menatzeach him. You have to menatzeach the Yitzhar. We mentioned it a couple of times. It's a gemara and a dorim. You know, some people go to Lag BaOmer, to Miron. Pshim Bar Yochai. It's Madan already, I saw. Shechno or something. In Yerushalayim, the meaning was, if a person could not make it, he would go to Shimon HaTzadik. Why the Shimon HaTzadik? Some say it's a Gilgul, the Neshama, the Kretschnif, the Hasib, the Cheshma. But it's brought down that Zegmor and the Dorim, the Tesamud Beis, Shimon HaTzadik said, Me'olam lo yochalti mikob nazir. Why? Nazir tamei. Because a person makes a neder of a nazir. Then he changes his mind. He became tamei. It's hard for him. He changed his mind. So, be'etzim the nazirus is botel. Avada pi'alochi, but ala toras nadorim is not botel. Avada is nidrei toras, nidrei shgoges. So he was choishish that the korban is chulim ba'azor. Chutz mi nazir echo. Shem pam echos bo elai nazir min adorim. So rois of sduros lo ital ta'alim. Beautiful here. Omarti lo ibni, ma ro yiso le'ashchi sa'orcho ha'yofe. Such nice here. Omar, Roya Isi Le'Abba, I was a shepherd, and I went to take the sheep, and I came to a be'er, and I looked into the water, v'nistakalti be'bavur shli, I saw the frog, I saw myself, first time, I never looked in the mirror. Poch hazol ha'yitzri v'bikesh le'tordeini min ha'olam, I saw him nice looking. Poch hazol ha'yitzri v'bikesh le'tordeini min ha'olam. Omarti lo, Rosho, lo mato mizgoy ba'olam she'inu shelcho, lo mato mizgoy be'dobo, שעושה לי עשרים ובטלר, הועבי דושה אגליך כל השמיים. נושקתי לו על רוי שאמרתי לו, בני, כמו יסחו ירבו נויזר נזירס בישראל, עליך הוא אומר הקוסוב, איש כי ידעו נדר, נוזר לעזר לאשר. הוא לא יודעת, כבר הוא יקסטס ומודבץ. זה המשפר הזך. נוזר שבדור, הם נבו לוקן איזה אום. נבו לוקן אמירה. הסתכלתי בבבוע שלי, פוח הזו ליצרי וביקש לתורדני מן הלילה. זה השגץ, one minute. תארץ את חס ושלום. What do you think he told him? You're nice looking. Call me here. You're nice looking. Put a shirt with the animal. Yeah, no, you look good. That's what he told him, not more from that. But he knew. What he wants. This is the 5 minutes. He can't tell me, do a veiris if you're nice looking. But he heard, Bikesh letordeini min ha'olam. When he tells me to get up 5 to 7, he means, don't be a Talmid Chochem. Be a balabas. This is what he's telling you. Get up 5 to 7. Don't be a Talmid Chochem. Come 9:05. Don't come 9 o'clock. Don't be a Talmid Chochem. This is the war. The war is not take another coffee. Shmooze a minute. Bikesh letordeini min ha'olam. When you feel that it's a war, I said over already a couple times at the Vaad, the Maaseh of the daughter of the Chofetz Chaim, that the Chofetz Chaim was very poor, was nothing but to eat. So what the Chofetz Chaim? He ate bread. His wife would buy from the baker the yesterday bread. Today you can't buy it, but very cheap, dry. That was cheaper, the broken pieces. The loaves that broke from yesterday, it's go cheap. So this is what they could have afforded. And she would serve it for breakfast, the Chofetz Chaim, with a cup of tea, he would dip it in. One morning they were so poor, they didn't have money even for that. The Chofetz Chaim never dreamt of being Mishnevu Adirsh, yeah? When he was so poor, he even had money for that bread. So the daughter, I read it from a letter from the daughter, Chofetz Chaim. So she was sitting in the room, and her mother came in, she was tearing, you know, she's serving the Chofetz Chaim a cup of tea. Breakfast. She puts it on the table. She's tearing. The room is quiet. You could feel the tense. Chofetz Chaim gives a bang. Ich weiß was du willst. I know what you want. Du willst Yisrael Meir ve nicht lernen Teire. You want Yisrael Meir not to learn Teire. Yisrael Meir will yo lernen Teire. Du willst Yisrael Meir v'nish v'aksen to be a Talmid Chochem. She said he will not grow to become a Talmid Chochem. Yisrael Meir v'lyo v'aksen. The Chofetz Chaim heard letordeini min ha'olam. It's not my rumet is a problem. My chavrusa is the problem. My Shabbos meal is a problem. It's letordeini min ha'olam. If you fight, you win. Zog de kliyoko min chochadosho. Min chochadosho, this is the remez. When a person is being schatches, nothing stops. He's all excited. And even if you're not holding there, you do it like you are. Achitzonius meireres es apnimius. So the Kliyoko says, Hashem written shvu is here. Min chochadosho. Now, I want to tell you, it's a givaldi kazach. The mefoshim bring down. In our parsha in Shavuos, it says like this: Ve'ikravtem al alechem shivas kvosim bnei shono, seven sheep, parechot, one cow, elim shnayim, ve'asisem se'ir izim echod lechatos. I don't know how you say elim in English, that's what I meant. Ve'asisem se'ir izim echod lechatos. And one se'ir izim lechatos. So we have a list. Sheva kvosim, par ben boker echod, shnei elim, se'ir izim echod lechatos. Shnei kvosim neishono lezeva chashlom. This is the parsha. In parshas, whereas this is parshas haKorbanos. In parshas Pinchos, is brought down the Korbanos of Shavuos, and it doesn't say Seir Echod Lechatos. Perek Chof Ches Pasuk Lamed. פרק חוב ג' חומש במדבור פוסק יותחס יותס פרק חוב חס פוסק למד it says also the korban is there. וביום הביקורים, בהקריכם מלכו חדוש על השם, והקרבתם אוי לריח מכוח להשם, פורים לבקור שניים, אי לאחוד שיר וכבוסם. שעיר איזם אחוד לחפר עליך. So here we have שיר וכבוסם, פר בבוקר אחוד, אלים שניים, שעיר איזם אחוד לחטוס, and here we have פורים לבקור שניים, אי לאחוד שיר וכבוסם, Seir izim echod lechaper. Zog the daskeni. Why the Gemara says? Why it doesn't say seir izim echod lechatos? Why it says in Parshas Pinchos seir izim echod lechaper aleichem? Ches porek posuk lamed. Zog the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah. Mipneima, the last kid brings it down here in Pinchas Pinchos. Mipneima loy omro teira seir izim echod lechatos, shekevon sheodom mekabel olov ol teira, shvuz, male ani olov ki ilu loy chatasa miyameich. Fregen all of the mefoshim of Yerushalmi, what it says in our parsha, what we read now, Perek Chof Gimel, vasisim seir izim echod lechatos. It says that you have to. This is the Kasha, the Welt fragt the Kasha in Yerushalayim. And the Welt says that Vaistois, when the Rambam brings down, there were two sets of Korbanos and Shavuos. One set from our Parsha, and one set from the Parsha's Pinchas. The Rambam brings down, V'yayim ha-chamishim mispir ha-sarayim el-chag ha-shavuos ve-atzeres, makrivim musaf, כמו מוסף ראש חודש, שני פורים, עיר, שיבו כבוסים, שעיר חטוס, all of that is פרשס פינחס. ועוד, והם מוסופי היום, מוסיפים מלכו חדוש על השם, שתי הלחם, פר, שני אלים, שיבו כבוסים, ושעיר חטוס. So it was two פרשס. It's things that are coming with Shtei Alechem in our Parsha, and it's the Musofi Ayoim from Parsha's Pinchas. So in Chumash Parsha's Emor, it's Mitzat the Shtei Alechem. Parsha's Pinchas is Mitzat Musofi Ayoim. And the Vel says that it's two dinim in Shavuos. It's the Chag Matan Teire, Chamishim Yoim, and it's the Atzeres. Parshas Pinchos is that Chamishim Yoim. By us is the Korban from Shtei Alechem. Zog the Daskeni. We don't say Chatos. Why? Because the Teire, this is the Chag HaShavuos that is written down in Parshas Pinchos. By us, that is Shtei Alechem, it's Megiah to the Atzeres, it's not Megiah to Shavuos, but out of all of the Kliyoko. But it's Megiah to the Shtei Alechem, that has come to matter the Karbonis, dear the Seir is Chatas. This is a vote that's kedai to everyone to know. Be'ez Hashem, in Chag HaShavuos, you remember this vote. Why? You will open the Siddur. There's two girsos in the Siddur, how we daven in Chag HaShavuos. The Askenim's girsa is, we say, V'seir lechaper. In brackets, you'll see it says, V'shnei seirim lechaper. Now, why we mention one and we don't mention the other one is different answers. Because the Seir, it's two Seirim. The Maaseh, we will make two Seirim. And davening, Zog the Daskenim, we only mention the one that is Negiah to the Yoyim, not to the Shtei Alechem. Even though we mention the Shtei Alechem, but we don't bring all of the Korbanos that were written in the Shtei Alechem. So again, Rashi in Parshas Pinchos says that the Seir, we had two Seirim. The Maaseh, the Halacha is we bring two Seirim. One Seir as the Alechem, one Seir as the Yoyim. In Parshas Pinchos, Rashi says, maybe it's the same Seir. Why Rashi says maybe it's the same Seir? Because when you read the Parsha by us, it's the list of all the Karbonos, and then it says, V'Seir Lechaper. There is written all the Karbonos, V'Seir Lechaper. So Rashi, it's not the same Seir. So the Daskeni, for sure it's not the same Seir. Doshtei Lechatos, Doshtei Lechatos. So Be'ezim, the two Nuschoes is that we only mention the Korbonos without the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem we mention separately. And the two Girsoes are Be'ezim, if that Seir is totally the Shtei Alechem, it's not Megiah the Ikar Hayoyim, and this was one Girsa that you didn't mention Shnei Seirim. So I'm saying, L'maisa, we do make Shtei Seirim, so we stay Shtei Seirim. But it's Megiah the Seder HaAvoda in the Tefillah. I want to finish with one vote of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in the end of the parsha. It's a long vote, but I will just say the vote. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe leimer Vayetze ben isho Yisraelis ve'u ben ish mitzri betoich b'nei Yisrael vayinotzu b'machne vayikor b'nei isho Yisraelis es Hashem vayekalel Yake Yoisi es Yoisi Nemaise, Yit was mekalel Kivyocho, mekalel Yake Yoisi es Yoisi We're not allowed to even say what he said. The pasuk starts Vayetze ben, what's Vayetze? Two people were fighting, and one cursed the other one. But it's Vayetze. Vayetze is when someone walks out somewhere. The pasuk Perek Chof Dalet pasuk Yud starts Vayetze ben Ish Yisraelis. Fregt Rashi Meichan Yotzo. Rab Levi Omar Moilomo Yotzo. Rab Rachi Reimu Miparsha Shemalo Yotzo. Masnisin omro bebeis dinoi shul Moishe yotzo mechayev. He wanted to be machnedon, they told him he doesn't belong here. He went to Moishe Rabbeinu, he lost his case. The first pshat I hear. Yotzo moilomo, yotzo mipo, yotzo misham. He lost. He lost. He wanted to build a house, he wanted to take out a porch. And the basin didn't let him to build out a porch. Vayekal. The Torah is teaching us. Look at Chaim Shmulevitz. We said before that it's a horror, it doesn't have a koyach to make a person to be a bad person. But he has one place he has a koyach. When a person gets a clap, he loses everything. Remember this, clap. Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu went up, was Maimed Har Sinai, everything was good. Moshe Rabbeinu is not black, back. It looks black. They see a Levi of Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything is terrible. Soru maher min haderech osu lehem egel maseicho. Zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, if you have a cup, a glass, very fancy cup, put it on the floor, something will happen to it? No. Push it off the table, smash. Notice that. Floor and a cup don't work together, they work. You can put a cup on the floor, so why it smashed? Because it fell. The falling, a person could be in a lower madrege. Be very low madrege. He will stay a year, he will stay good, but when he falls, he could lose everything. He went out of the Beis Din Shel Moshe Chayev in a terrible mood. He lost my Moshe Rabbeinu. He doesn't know where to live now. And that moment, off the derech. Vayetze vayekalev. A person has to zog Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz when he feels that it's hard. Patton, you're falling. He said, who did it? Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech, he lost the Melucha after the story with Amalek. He starts to argue with Shmuel back and forth. Shmuel doesn't tell you the truth. Hashem said he doesn't want you. Too bad. First he argues, he says, Surah HaMalecho, Kimoscho Hashem HaMelech. So Shmuel starts to walk. Shaul holds his clothes, the tears. He says, come with me. He says, come with me. Just, you know, Kabdeni no Negedahom. Let the Olam to think that everything is good. Fight the Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Shaul Melech Yisrael. Chazal say, Ben Shono Ben Molchoi, he Tinoik Beloichet. Hashem has to choose someone, no politician. Hashem chooses a guy that he's number one in Klal Yisrael. Was not, the next one was David HaMelech. The next choose was David HaMelech. Shaul was chosen before David HaMelech. Okay, he had a chet. He tells Shmuel, but let the Olam to think. Let, you know, come with me, let the Olam to think that things are right. Shmuel has to tell him, Shmuel, you're not embarrassed. You're not embarrassed. Huh? You're a tzaddik. So he said, yeah, but I know if you will leave me and I'll be embarrassed here, I could become apikoyos. Patent in a feeling. It's not embarrassing in life. Remember this cloud. It's not embarrassing in life to patent in a feeling. Don't let yourself to face a bump. Vayetze zog the parsha vayekalev. A lot of times you see people, something bad happened to them. Patterned in a fula. Patterned in a fula. And like this, Bez Hashem, nothing bad.